Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Please help me tell the person next to you, so good to see you in God's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, we feel blessed that of all the churches in our neighborhood, you chose to be here this morning. Please celebrate your neighbor just for a few words. Just clap for your neighbor and celebrate them. It's great. Next week, Sunday, we'll be having Lady Pastor Pumi preaching the word of the Lord here at the First Love Cathedral. So I want to encourage you to make sure that you do join us. Amen. It's going to be a blessing in the house of the Lord. Now, this morning, I'm sure you've heard about our Alive School of Ministry. There are some classes. We'll be having it right at the end of the service. And following that, we're going to have choir rehearsals. Hey! Anyone here that knows how to sing, that can sing, please just stay behind for a few minutes. And we're going to practice a few things together. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then after that, I'm going to be having a church workers training. Everybody that is involved in the work at any level, please do not quickly rush home. Let's sit for a few minutes and learn a few things that can help us serve the Lord Jesus even better. Is that a good thing? Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. We love you. We welcome you. We say, have your way this morning. We pray that you will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Cause us to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory. Come with me to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. The Bible here says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, hallelujah, but the spirit who is from God. Glory be to God. That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. So, the good news this morning, my brother and my sister, is that there are things that have been freely given to you by God. Freely. Not things that God will freely give to you. Things God has, past tense, God has freely given these things to you. Now, you are asking me, Pastor, which are those? That's why we have received the Holy Spirit. You see, the Bible says, we have received the Spirit who is from God so that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Now, this is important to know. The Holy Spirit is not in your life only to make you speak in tongues. Even though that is one of the things he does. The Holy Spirit is in your life to make you aware of things God has given you. And that's why we speak in tongues. When you speak in tongues, when you start speaking in tongues, actually, you start tapping into information. So for those of us that don't speak in tongues much, or for those of us that don't speak in tongues at all, it's not good news for you. Because you might live completely unaware of things God has freely given you. Meaning, you might not be able to enjoy them. Praise the Lord. Are you here? Now, I think it's the young man who was asking me during the week, Pastor, you always say that God, the Holy Spirit told you something. How does the Holy Spirit speak to you? Like, how does the Holy Spirit make you aware of what God has given you freely? Like, how do you become aware of that? By the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, listen to me. There are many ways the Holy Ghost makes me aware of things. But this is one thing I have discovered. Whenever I'm praying, remember, image and pictures are the language of the Holy Spirit. The language of the Holy Spirit is images and pictures. In other words, usually when the Holy Ghost wants you to be aware of something that God has given you, the things start coming to your mind. Jesus told the disciples, He will bring to your remembrance. He will bring to your remembrance. So He started making you aware of something. In other words, when you start praying in tongues, an image comes in front of you. You just see something. Or you see somebody. Or you see a place. You see a thing. You just see something. That's one of the ways He speaks to us. So I always have a problem with people that have been praying for 1 hour, 2 hours, but there's nothing the Holy Ghost showed them. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call unto me, I will answer you. I will show you. I will show you. The Holy Ghost shows things. He shows you things. There's a building this church bought. I want to tell you something. That building, every time I will pray, I will just see the thing. Like, I'm not even thinking about it. But as soon as I start praying, it comes. It just comes. It just comes. That's how you know that this thing, even though it is not in your hands yet, the Holy Ghost is saying to you, this thing belongs to you. This thing has been given to you. Now it is up to you to just say, oh no, that's just my mind. Those are just my thoughts. Or if you start being trained, you start realizing, actually, this is not just my thoughts. This is the Holy Ghost communicating something to me. This is the Holy Ghost telling me, this has been given to you. And therefore, from that moment, you start claiming it. You start praying more for, Lord, let this happen. Otherwise, you will be in the church for years, just struggling. Sit down. Because you don't know how to access things. Are you here? So learn this. The Bible says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived the things God has prepared to those who love Him. So, if you are waiting to see it, you will never see it. If you are waiting to hear it, you will never hear it. If you are waiting for your mind to start telling you this is, that you will never see it. Here's the verse, however, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared to those who love Him. So God has prepared things for you, but you don't know about them. You've never seen them. You've never even heard about them. And there's nobody in your family who knows about those things. So they can't tell you about those things. So how will you access this thing? Look at verse 10. But God has revealed those things to us by His Spirit. By His Spirit, by His Spirit, by His Spirit, by His Spirit. So we know things by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. That's how you start. That's why when you don't pray in tongues, you are really destroying yourself. You are really limiting yourself. A lot of things will never, like, you see, God is Spirit. John chapter 4 verse 23. I pray these guys are fast. Actually, 24. God is Spirit.
So God, now Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. I pray you are fast.
Oh yes.
Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spirit. See, he has already blessed you with everything you will need. But those things are spirit. They are in the spirit. They are in the spirit. They are in the spirit. God is spirit. He has blessed you with spiritual blessings. And it is his spirit that can make you aware of those things.
Now you are telling me, Pastor, spiritual things, I need real things. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3.
You see, if you don't know the word of God, you cannot go far. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
You can write this somewhere. The spiritual world rules the physical world. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to help you. In the beginning, God created what? That's the spirit world. The spirit world. The spirit world. The heavens. The spirit world. And the earth, the physical world. The spirit world rules the physical world. The spirit world is the first world God created. In fact, that's where he lives. That world is way more powerful, way more beautiful. Everything in it is greater than everything you see here. The physical world is just a mere copy, a little, and look at it, a poor and a cheap copy of the spirit world. That's why as soon as you die, your real self comes out and you now start going to the real places. Either you go to heaven or you go to hell. Those are not physical places. They are spiritual places, and they are prepared for spirits. And because you are a spirit, just like your God is a spirit, God is spirit. And he made you in his image. So you are also spirit. Yesterday I saw an image that really disturbed me. It really, really disturbed me. This guy took some time to study how a body decomposes after a person is buried. So he gives you a timeline of how the body is decomposing. It's so disturbing. I don't even want to show you such things. But I know you love your body. I wish you knew what is awaiting your body. I wish you knew that after 3 days of you being buried, this is what is going to happen. After 6 days, this is what is going to happen. After 16 days, this is all that will be left. We're not even talking about a month. Just within 16 days. If they show your family, yourself. My God. So how can this body be you? It's just a tent you live in. Your real person is inside. I said the real you is inside. Inside this body lies the real you. Romans 12 verse 2. Actually, Romans 12 verse 1. I've gone off again from my message. But you're going to be blessed. NIV it perhaps. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer what? If your body is you, how can you offer your body? If your body is you, how can you offer your body? He was going to say, offer yourselves. If my body is me, Paul will not say, offer your body. Paul will say, offer yourself. But Paul is showing you there's a big difference between your body and you. That's why you can offer your body, because your body is not you. It's a place you live in.
And many of you here in the church, you love your body. You feed your body. You take care of your body. You do everything for your body. And your soul is bankrupt. Your spirit is paralyzed. You're taking care of the body, and it's good. Without a body, you cannot be on earth. But I want to tell you something. Your body is going to rot after 6 days. Can I just tell you one of the things that will happen to us? Hey, it's not nice. It's not nice at all. According to the research, the thing is going to start from your anus. Out of your anus will come worms. Let's leave it. I've got pictures. Show you pictures. It will start from down there. They will start coming out. And they come and start eating. Some will be inside. Eating from inside. They eat. They have to eat their food. You carry them with you. You carry them. They're inside of you. Worms. They're with you every day. They are not bothering you at the moment. They're not bothering you at the moment. Have you noticed when a dog dies, where are the maggots coming from? Have you ever seen maggots coming from somewhere? Hey, there's a dead body. They come from within the animal. And they start eating. They will be eating your legs. They will be eating your eyes. They will be eating everything. This body you are taking care of so nice. You feed it. You take care of everything it asks, you give. The maggot, I say, you are doing a very good job. You are giving us food for 3 weeks. We're going to have food for 3 weeks. And you are not feeding your spirit. That's why until you have captured something with your spirit, it doesn't belong to you. You are just keeping it for somebody else. So all the blessings are spiritual. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. So because a spirit must get the blessing. And if your body got the blessing is not secured. You are not hearing me. He has blessed you with every spiritual. A wife is spiritual. A husband is spiritual. A job is spiritual. A car is spiritual. A house is spiritual. Everything that you see, healing is spiritual. Deliverance is spiritual. Anything that you see a person having, they must catch it first in the spirit. If you don't catch it in the spirit, it is not yours. You are just keeping it. The real owner will come and take it from you. If you don't believe that a house is spiritual, a wife, don't you know the scripture that says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and he has obtained favor from the Lord. You know, there's something from God that has given you a wife. A wife is physical, but she came from God. She came from God. Adam and Eve existed before they were made. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Are you with me? I'm trying to get your spirit. Some of you are so far from what I'm about to actually preach. I just try to help you a bit. This has been my problem here. Is that the level is still very low. It takes too much before I can preach what I actually want to preach. Genesis 2, 1 verse 8, 28. It says, God blessed them. No, actually, Genesis, take me to the one that says, aha, thank you. Oh, you are in the, clap for this guy. He's in the spirit. He's in the spirit. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And let them have what? You only have dominion when you are operating the way God created you. And dominion, he said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And John chapter 4, verse 23, verse 24, tells you how God is. What is the image of God? God is spirit. And he made you like himself. He made you like himself. He is a spirit, and you are also a spirit. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says that God is the father of spirits. So he gives birth to things that are like himself. He gives birth to spirits. The father of spirits. If you can find it for me quickly. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything that I'm talking about? Look at it. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits? God is, you see, Father with capital F, meaning God. He is the Father of spirits. Hallelujah, somebody. So out of him comes spirits. So he made you like himself. So you are what? So this is you. You are a spirit. You possess a soul. And you live in a body. I need you to write it down. Because you need to know yourself. I am a spirit. I possess a soul. And I live in a body. Can we say it together? 1, 2, 3, let's go. I am a spirit, I possess a soul, and I live in a body. Say it again.
I am a spirit.
Yes.
I possess a soul.
Yes.
And I live in a body.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So because you are a spirit, sir, sit down. Don't do that. Because you are a spirit, that's why your blessings come in a form of spirit. That's why your blessings, according to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, they are all spiritual. Because you are a spirit and your father is a spirit. So all the communications are spiritual. That's why you speak in the spirit. You speak in tongues. When you are speaking in tongues, according to 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 14 verse 2 or 3, the Bible says you are talking to God. When you are speaking in tongues, you are talking to God. You are talking to God because you are using your spiritual language to communicate with your father. Actually, tongues is your mother tongue or your father tongue. Just like some of you are Tswana because your mother or your father is Tswana. You speak in Tswana because one of your parents is Tswana. You speak whatever you speak because one of your parents is that thing. When God becomes your heavenly father, you also start speaking your heavenly language. You start speaking in tongues. You start communicating in the language of the spirit. Not this one. Before it, I think it's 2. Two, not 22. He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Because God is spirit. I am a spirit. I'm speaking in the spirit. That's the full communication. And that's why you start being aware of what he has given you by his spirit. Because you are having a spirit communication. When you see Rabo Sepre Cantore Pele Brando Rabadaba, you are not bluffing. You are communicating to your heavenly headquarters. And from there, things will also be communicated back to you. That's how we have everything we have. Or that's how you don't have what you have. Or what you are supposed to have. Because you are feeling shy to communicate. I have never seen a Tswana who is shy to speak in Tswana. except if surrounded with white people or other nationalities, then they start to have an accent. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Instead of you speaking your Twana raw, the way you know it. So this is what happened. When you are not fully a believer yet, you will be ashamed of your heavenly language. Just like a Twana is ashamed of Twana when he's with Zulus and this, I mean, or with other people. You will also be ashamed of your language because you are not confident yet in your language. But you're going to become confident in the word of God. You're going to become confident in the spirit because that's your language. That's how you communicate. The same way you learn Twana, that's also how when you come to God, you see the first thing the Holy Ghost did when he came in people, he made them speak the language from heaven. That's the first thing. Just like the first thing you learn in the house is your mother tongue. Language, faith, that's the first thing you learn. Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 2, verse 3. My God. Text from verse 2. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. From where?
Heaven.
Spirit. As a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared on them dividing tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And look at the very next thing they did. As soon as they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak. Just like as soon as you are born in a house, you begin to speak. If you were born in a Japanese house, you were going to speak Japanese right now. Effortlessly. For when you are born again into the house of God, your language must change. I know you are learning something. I say, I know you are learning something. You are not at the same level. That's why speaking in tongues is not for fun, brother. So now let's go back. Sit down. Let's now go back to the verse where I started. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. How do you know that you have received the spirit of the world? A spirit's job is to influence a body. For you to know which spirits are in you, you cannot go in front of the mirror and see the spirit that are inside of you. So how do you know which spirits are inside of you? Number one, check your thoughts. Your thoughts are a great revelation of the spirits that are inside of you. Because spirits communicate through thoughts and ideas. Thoughts and ideas are not some cheap things we use as humans. Thoughts and ideas are a glimpse into what spirits use. Humans use words. Spirits use thoughts. So when the spirit is talking to you, you are hearing, but you are not hearing an audible voice. But you can clearly hear an instruction, go and drink. Like you can sense there's a thought of do this. But you cannot tell me that you are hearing the person as I'm talking to you now. Sometimes you do, when you have gone really deep, we call it schizophrenia. When you have gone deep into these things, you actually start hearing those voices audibly. You understand? When you are diagnosed with schizophrenia, it means your thoughts are no more just thoughts anymore. They are audible. And those people start talking back. So you are wondering, who is he talking to? You see, he's hearing voices. And he's talking back. He's actually convinced he's having a conversation. When you look at them, you can feel that he's talking to somebody. Because he's hearing audible voices. And that condition is called schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is the BMW or Mercedes-Benz of madness. Yeah. Nobody in this church has schizophrenia. Nobody in this church will ever have schizophrenia. There's nothing like that. There's nothing higher than schizophrenia. That's the highest level. Once you hit schizophrenia, you start having hallucinations, you start hearing voices, you start having conversations. And nobody knows who you are talking to. Are you here? One day I'm going to teach you about those who are mad. Many a times, you are trying to help a person, but you are not aware he's mad. Because most of us, you only diagnose madness when it has gone to Mercedes level. When it is Tata level, Toyota level, when it is, what are your cars? Audi level, JTOL level, Bajaj. You know these Chinese cars that have arrived. When it is at those level, you're still thinking you are dealing with a normal person. Because there are different levels of madness. Some of us here, actually, if you get diagnosed, like if you sit with a person that understands, you'll be surprised that you are not okay. Because it has different levels. Sometimes your level is still a bit low. So people can diagnose that you are actually not, like you are actually mentally not fine. Hey! So some of us, we are dating mental patients. We are married to mental patients. We are trying to help mental patients. And you are wondering why the person is not changing. The problem is mental. You are trying to use money. You are trying to use sex. And it doesn't work. Ask your neighbor, are you a patient? You never know. Most people have some degree of madness. One day I will teach you on madness. You will see. You will start understanding your family members, your cousins, yourself. You say, I'm surrounded with mad people. But God is causing your mind to be sound. And that is another thing the Holy Ghost does. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Are you grasping anything today? I'm giving different things. I hope you grab something. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of what? Sound mind. A spirit by all means will affect your mind. By all means. A spirit will always ultimately reach your mind. That's why I'm telling you that real mind is thoughts. By all means, it will become mental. Depression is mental. Any problem, even people, it has been proven, pornography is mental. Anything that you are struggling with is first mental before it is anything else. It is how you are thinking, and you are thinking those are your thoughts. You are not aware there is a spirit that's sponsoring those thoughts. There's a spirit that is behind the way you are thinking. So the Holy Ghost, when he comes, he also starts affecting your thinking. Isaiah 11 verse 2. I wonder why you are not writing that. You'll never remember any of the things I'm talking about. At least we have Castbox. You can always go and watch. And it's also on YouTube. You can go and watch. Even though this is not what is on YouTube. For you to listen to this again, you have to go to Castbox. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Look at this. The Spirit of wisdom, mental. Understanding, mental. Counsel, mental. Might, physical. Knowledge, mental. The Holy Ghost is working on your mind more than anywhere else. Most people usually feel God is somewhere because people are falling down. When God is really somewhere, yes, people will fall down, but not forever. God's desire is not for people to fall down. God's desire is for people to stand up. Stand up against the problem. Stand up against the difficulty. Stand up against the thing that is trying to pull you down. So he starts working on your mind. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel. It is just mental work that is designed to move you from afraid to no longer afraid. From fear, low self-esteem to no more self-esteem. That's the job he wants to do. So when you don't listen to messages, you are not doing good to yourself. I can go on and on. But don't get me wrong. The power of God will make you fall. There are reasons for that. Wow. Let's try if we can put something here. I'm going to now be extremely fast. I'm going to become a Ferrari right now. I'm going to be a Ferrari. Amen?
Amen.
Put your safety belt. 1 Corinthians 2:12. We have received. Can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, let's go. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. So if you've heard anything I said, unless you have the Holy Spirit, you will never know what God has given you. And unless you have the Holy Spirit and you engage the Holy Spirit, you will never know what God... You will live as a destitute. You will live as an orphan. Meanwhile, you have a father and you have an inheritance, but you are living as a destitute, as an orphan, because you don't know what the Father has given you, because you never engaged the Holy Ghost for him to show those things to you. Now, when God has shown you what is yours, how do you get it? That is where my message is going. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Now, on Mount Zion, there shall be what? And there shall be what? And then the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. So those are the sequences. When you come to the house of God, the Holy Ghost will show you what belongs to you. And after he shows you what belongs to you, you now enter a journey to possessing it. And the journey will start with number one, deliverance. In your thinking, in like wherever there's bondage, the Holy Ghost has to bring deliverance first. You want the job first. You want the house first. But the Holy Ghost said, no. The first thing, we must bring deliverance. After deliverance, holiness, meaning he starts setting you apart. I taught this last week. Then after that, you can start attempting to possess your possession. And to the most part, you will possess your possessions. Because once you are delivered and once you are set apart, you start living a different life. Naturally, the things that belong to you start gravitating themselves towards you. But there is a catch. Sometimes you've been delivered. Sometimes you are living holy. Yet the things are not coming. And this is what has led this. I'm now going to try in 10 minutes to try to tell you what I've been trying to say since last week. That sometimes you are delivered. You are righteous. You are going to heaven. You are living pure. You are no more lying. You are no more stealing. You are no more doing a lot of bad things. But still your life is the same. So what must you then do? That is where to possess some of your possession, you need to go to what we call the necessity of pressing. Are you here? Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. Rise. Take your journey and cross over the river Arnon. Look, I have given into your hands. Can I have somebody with their hands? Bring that Bible to me and bring your hands. He says, look, stand here. Look, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Eshbon, and his land. So, this is what happens. You come. You stand behind her. This is how things are. This is how things are done. You understand? All right. You come as well, and you stand behind her. Stand close to each other. You are ladies, so it shouldn't be a problem. Squeeze each other. I'm saying you are ladies. Shouldn't be a problem. If it is a brother, we're going to have a problem within a few minutes. I say you are ladies. That shouldn't be a problem. He says, I have given into your hands Sihon, the Amorite, the king of Eshbon, and his land. So, your spirit, because God is spirit, and God has given to a spirit, meaning you, a land. But now, look at what he says. He says, begin to possess it. Ah, how can I begin to possess what you have given to me in my hands? If I'm possessing, you haven't given it to me. Ah, you don't understand. You see, you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. So when God gives you something, he gives it to you, to your spirit. So your spirit already has it. But your mind yet doesn't understand it, because your mind just understands what it sees. So your mind is not yet following, and certainly your body cannot yet experience it. So he says, I have given into your hand. Not I will give. I've already done it. Your spirit already has everything you will have. Your spirit has it. So number one, your spirit has the land. But now he says, begin to possess it. Say with me, strategy. In other words, let the mind start engaging now. The spirit has it, but the mind has to begin to possess, meaning to process this thing. How are we going to do it? We have it, but it's not here yet. How? Like the how part of it. Then your spirit, start moving your hand like this. Start like you, so your spirit already has it. Your body is beginning to, I mean your soul is beginning to engage. How are we going to get this? What are we going to do? And then your body, your soul gets the understanding. And once your body gets the understanding now, engage him in battle. So you now take the body and you say to the body, let's go here. So at night, you were praying and God gave you something. By the morning, your soul assesses it. Then your soul says to the body, because your body cannot understand the spirit. This is called the interface. The soul is the interface between the spirit and the body. That's his job. That's why your mind is here. Your will is here. Your emotions are here. You make decisions here. Everything that you decide comes from here. When you love a person, this is the guy who decides. Because if this guy doesn't decide, this one will not execute. This one is the executor. Your body is a slave. It does what the soul tells him. Your body has no will. Your body is a mass of flesh with veins and blood. It has no will. The place where decisions are made is here. The soul. So when the spirit receives something, It has to pass through the soul so that the soul can understand how to instruct the body. And once, so you get this thing physically, when your soul has managed to understand the instruction well, and he has given that instruction to the body accurately, then when you return with a testimony. Because now, your body knows how to execute. Otherwise, you have what we call disappointment, this and that, because you went and it didn't work. Meanwhile, it was yours. It didn't work because maybe the body, the soul, hasn't yet properly understood how to get it. So you have to renew your mind, meaning you continue working on the soul. According to Romans chapter 12 verse 2, you renew your mind with the word of God. That's why you come to church. When you come to church, we start working on your mind. We start working on your mind. Because until your mind gets it, your body will never experience it. Do not conform to this world. Be transformed. Be transformed. NLT it, because they will understand better. NLT this. No, sir. Please. Thank you, Jesus. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. In other words, Musa, stand up. You see Musa with a Bible. You say, hey, I also want to have a Bible. You are trying to get what he has, but you don't know how God gives it to people. So you will end up trying to copy how Musa is getting the Bible. And you're going to compromise. You're going to copy the behavior of this world. And that is going to lead you into problems. So you say you are saying something. Don't copy how they are getting things. Out there, people get things by manipulations, by deception, by this and that. That's how they are getting their things. Some even hijack, they steal, they do this, they do that to get something. So he says to you, when you want to get yours, don't use that road. He says, let God, Spirit, transform you into a new person, because your current self cannot take control of that thing. Like the way you are right now. If I take you the way you are right now, I say you are a CEO. How long will that company last? You tell me the truth. Like the way you are right now, I say to you, from now, you are a CEO. As soon as you get in the office, you'll ask, where is the fridge? Where is the fridge? You will go for the kitchen immediately. So how does God make you a CEO? First, he transforms you into a new person. And how does God transform you into the next whatever you want to be? By changing the way you think. Look at it. God transforms you into a new person by changing the way you think. I hope I'm still talking to the right church. Look, your life can never rise above your thinking. It's impossible. As powerful as God is, he is limited to your thoughts, by your thoughts. Your thoughts, everything happens, the interface. God can give you anything. If your thoughts are wrong, your body will never have that thing. I'm teaching in English, in Kalanyon, I'm teaching in English. So you have a land, but you are still roaming around with a land in your spirit. There's a land in your spirit. And you are still renting. You are still renting. Meanwhile, there's a land in your spirit. Many a times when you wake up in that house, you can feel, I don't belong here. I'm not supposed to be here. This is not where I'm supposed to be. But you don't know how to make it reality. Because your soul is not renewed. So you become confused. And many a times, some of us become depressed. Because you are seeing things in your mind and in your imagination, but your reality is forever opposes. That's the birth of depression. To many of us, that's why you're always depressed. Because you know you deserve better. You can feel it, you deserve better. But your physical reality keeps showing another thing. And you don't know how to change it. You came to church this morning so that God can show you how you change it. This is how you change. Put your hands together for the living Christ. This is how. This is how you change it. You don't change it by copying what you see another person do. You don't copy another person like that. You submit to the process of renewal. Meaning, you have to go to school. The school of the Holy Spirit. You have to come and sit. Matthew 28 verse 20. You have to sit and you have to be taught. And I don't know any student that does well by attending class once a week. I don't know of any student that emerges a great student. Look at the verse. Teaching them. You must be taught. And for you to be taught, you have to attend lectures. And if you are attending lectures once a month, will you be a good student? Confusion will continue forever. You will continue imagining things, but you never possess them. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. I'm at the end. I see there's a lot of movement. Please let it use them. I'm really at the end. Don't go. Don't all go. It's okay. They know themselves. If they know what they came for, there is a time where we can direct you. Other time, you have to decide for yourself. Praise the Lord. I cannot penalize everybody for the sake of people. Romans 12, verse 1. We are almost done. We are almost done. And I'm still within my... Well, okay, my time is up actually. Dear brothers and sisters, verse 2. Let God transform you. Let God. In other words, permit God. Stop fighting God. Allow God. Permit God. Give God a chance to transform you. God cannot transform you without your permission. God cannot transform you if you keep banging classes. God cannot transform you if you keep playing church. Allow God to transform you by changing the way you think. Then, say with me, then. Say with me, then. Then means after you've gone through this, then you will learn to know God's will for you. To know. So the mind is not getting it. And once your mind got it, you can get the good will of God for you. That's a level. Depending on how renewed your mind is, you can go and get something good. And you will live with it. But if you renew your mind just a little bit more, you will go and get something pleasant. A good thing is good, but a pleasant thing is better than a good thing. So if you've renewed your mind to a better level, you will start having pleasant things in your life. But if you even go further and you renew your mind a bit more, you will get the perfect will of God for your life. So a house could be the good will of God, but another house could be the pleasing will of God. And yet another house could be the, like when you got this one, you now got what I actually wanted you to get. You can have a good husband. You've renewed your level, your mind to a certain level. So you get a good husband. But if you are a presser, you can renew your mind and get a pleasing husband. If you are not in a hurry and you are willing to work hard, you can even push more and get the perfect husband. All of that is connected to the soul. Your spirit already has a husband, but your soul will determine what kind of husband your body will end up with. It will be a husband, but what kind? It will be a wife, but what kind? It will be a job, but what kind? It will be a house, but what kind? The kind is not determined by the spirit. The kind is determined by the processor. When the processor didn't process well, you will get biscuits. But you could have gotten better biscuits. It is still biscuits. It is still a cake. But if you had been with a better chef, the cake could have been better. Look, your life is changing in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet, somebody. Give the Lord a shout of praise. So this is what happens. When your body, when your soul has captured it, then the thing reverses. It gives to your soul receives it. I hope I had video people that can take this. All my videos, are you here? So you better be in the spirit, girl. Then now the soul got the will, then the soul turns and the soul gives it to the body, and then the body turns and the body starts enjoying whatever it was. The connection now becomes like this. The spirit got it. The soul got it. The body can experience it. Every time you are not experiencing it, it could be your spirit hasn't gotten it. You haven't prayed enough. You haven't sought God enough. Or your spirit got it, but your mind is still messed up. So your spirit is unable to communicate it properly so that your body can receive it. So usually the confusion happens here. Once here is correct, then this one can instruct this one correctly. And then you can catch what is yours. Praise the name of Jesus forevermore. Put your hands together for the living Christ. Are you helped? Are you helped? Do you feel helped that God is helping you? Everything you will ever receive from God will go through that process. So you coming to church this morning, you probably did one of the best things you can ever do with your life by just coming today. Yeah, and those who didn't come, they've missed. Except they go and listen, and you can never be the same. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hands together for our dear sisters. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and start praying in the spirit. If you know how to pray in tongues, just lift your hands and start praying in the spirit. Start receiving something. Start thanking God for something. There's something He's placing in your hand. Or even what you learned today, just start thanking Him for it. Oh, yes. you know how to pray in the Spirit, don't be ashamed. I tell you, it's the best thing you can do for yourself. You might not know what it means, but I'm telling you now, it's the best thing you can do for yourself. It's to pray in the Spirit. To activate things in your spirit. Go ahead and pray. Raise your voice and raise your heart to the Lord. Don't be ashamed of your heavenly language. Don't be ashamed of your Father's language. Speak to Him. Communicate with Him. Communicate with Him. Come on, communicate with Him. From the depths of your heart, communicate with Him. Daddy, don't be ashamed. Talk to Him fully. Kabila Talaba. Oh, come on, begin to receive something from your daddy. Right now. Graces are being poured. The Bible says the Father has blessed you in the spirit realm with every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing. Start tapping into it. Start tapping into it. Start tapping into it. Start tapping into it. Ah, thank you, Lord. Hey. Something is dropping in your spirit. Believe that something is dropping in your spirit. Whatever you are trusting God for, believe it is dropping in your spirit. You are not a destitute person. You are not an orphan. You have a daddy. He loves you and He wants to bless you. Precious name, we have given thanks. Every eyes closed and every head bowed. If you are here today and you want Jesus to join you to the family, you want to be born again, your sins to be forgiven you. You want to be born again. I told you, you start speaking this language because you are born into the family of God. Maybe you are here. You hear me talk about, I spoke a bit about death. And I spoke about these two places, heaven and hell. If you were to leave this world, God forbid, but where will you go? Where? How sure are you? I want to give you an opportunity. God is a good God. He loved you so much. He sent His Son to die on the cross for you and me. If you are saying, Pastor, I want to end up in heaven. I want Jesus to cleanse me of all my sins. I want to live a new life. I want to become a new person. Well, I want to pray with you. If you are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I need God in my life. At the count of three. I'm going to count up to three. If you want me to pray with you, just raise your right hand and I'll pray with you. The presence of God is here. The power of God is here. The grace of God is here. So at the count of three, please just raise your hand and I'll pray with you.
One, two, three. Raise your right hand. God bless you. 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 Thank you so much. You can take your hands down. Now, you are here. You're already born again. But you know, you haven't been living right. Your mind is not really renewed. You're struggling. So your body is always ending up in the wrong places, with the wrong things, with the wrong people. And you don't like it, but you don't know how to adjust it. Well, God is also here. He wants to help you. Saying, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to recommit myself to the ways of God. I want to align my life to the perfect will of God for me. If that is you, you're saying, Pastor, I'm already born again, but I want to recommit my life to Jesus today. I believe God sent me here to hear this word. This is my word. I needed this. At the count of three, you can also raise your hand and I'll pray with you. One, two, three. You can raise your right hand. Pastor, pray with me. I want you to commit my life. God bless you. God bless all of you. What a blessing. Now, if you have raised your hand the first and the second time, can I ask you to do something for me? I want you to take a step of faith and come and join me here so we can pray together. My brothers at the back, everybody that raised their hand, just come. Let us pray together. Come on, put your hands together for them as they come. Put your hands together as the people are coming. Come on, show some excitement. The people are coming to God. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Let's allow this Mama Ejen to stand somewhere there. Put your hands together for Jesus. If you raise your hand, please come. Please come. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Well, I'm going to ask you to just raise your two hands to the heavens. And we're going to repeat words after me that mean them from the depths of your heart. The presence of God is here to help us. That's the power of God working on you, my sister. That's the power of God touching you. Kolaba Santana. Now, listen. I'm going to speak and you repeat after me. Every word that you hear me say, just repeat it after me. You will see the power of God working in your life now. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching me your ways. Thank you, Jesus, for having mercy on me, for saving me. From today, I will live for you. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, say your name, Pascal. Write this name in the book of life. When I leave this world, I want to come to you, Jesus. But as long as I'm in this world, I will glorify you with my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.